The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kojo Afarijan, has asked the court to speed up the adjudication of the case filed against the commission regarding the formula it used in redemarcating constituencies. Dr. Afarijan, who was giving an overview of the processes leading to the December election, said the commission's work is being hampered by the late release of the 2010 population and housing census, as well as the court's case as far as redemarcation is concerned. He insists that the commission is determined to create new constituencies this year. Here's a report by Bubu Klinogo.
The 1992 constitution mandates the Electoral Commission to demarcate electoral boundaries for both national and local government elections. It further states that Ghana shall be divided into as many constituencies for the purpose of election of members of parliament as the Electoral Commission may prescribe, except that the boundaries of each constituency shall be such that the number of inhabitants in the constituency is as nearly as possible equal to the population quota or greater or lesser than the population quota, taking into account means of communication, geographical features, density of population, and area and boundaries of regions and other administrative or traditional areas. Based on these provisions, the Electoral Commission, under the chairmanship of Dr. Kojo Afarijan, have been creating new constituencies. In 2004, the EC created 30 new constituencies, taking the number of seats in parliament from 200 to 230. However, attempts by the EC to create 45 new constituencies before the December elections have been vehemently opposed by a section of the public, a development Dr. Afarijan describes as interesting.
We are required to do demarcation, so we will do demarcation. Some people are saying they don't want it. Why don't we wait till next year? We will not wait till next year. We will do the demarcation this year. You see, it is very interesting. Wait till next year. If I do the demarcation next year, those demarcated constituencies will become functional after the next dissolution of parliament. So it will be a useless exercise. If I do it now, they become effective after the next dissolution of parliament. If I do them sometime next year, they will become effective in 2016, after 2016. So we will do them. We will do them now. We've been in court over the demarcation process. Somebody's taken us to court saying that the formula we use is bogus. Very interesting. This is the formula that has been used. We used the formula in 2004 to do the demarcation. It wasn't bogus in 2004. Now it's bogus in 2012. Very interesting. And this is an inherited formula which has been used since the 60s. All of a sudden, it's a bogus formula. But we will, I hope the court does not delay unduly. And if it does, we cannot have a situation where this drags us into next year. We will lose the idea of creating the constituencies and so on.
Chairman of EC, Dr. Kojo Afarijan, ending that report by Bubu Klinogo.